יעקב. Meets up with the Malach. Vayivose Yaakov levadoi, vayyeovek ish imoi, ad alois ha-shachar. Vayyeovek ish imoi, and wrestles with him, ad alois ha-shachar. It's interesting to note the lashon of Vayyeovek ish imoi. The Ramanachim is pierced by his offer ish. Lashon offer that the dust came flowing up. Rashi is a different pshat that they were hugging or whatever, wrestling with each other through a skashrus or a struggle of binding one with the other is Ara Loisa Shacha. But we find that this Muhammad took place as Yaakov goes back for his Pachim Ktanim. Now obviously that was the time when he was alone, that he was bringing over his family, over the Ma'avar Yabok. And the Ma'i said that was the time we happened to be alone. But what is the significance that this war took place as Yaakov goes back, or this battle took place as Yaakov goes back for the Pachim Tanim, for the small little vessels? Secondly, why is it that Yaakov Avinu is the one that the Ma'al chooses to fight with? We don't find with the other others such a struggle, such a battle with the Malach. Why is the Malach battling with him? And thirdly, we have to understand that a dialogue transpires between the Malach and Yaakov Avinu. It's interesting to note another Nekud over here. That at Shachar is the time when the struggle is over. Dafka in the night is the struggle with Yaakov Avinu. But it's Alois HaShachar, it's Ola HaShachar. So Rashi says the Malach has to go up to say Shira now. Amar Lamaisa, why Dafka Alois HaShachar? And then the conversation, as I mentioned before, continues. Yaakov, he says to let me go. Yaakov says, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. So he asks him his name. And he says, Lo Yaakov, your name will not be called from now on Yaakov. Ki Mitzroel, ki Sarisa, im Elokim, im Anoshim, Vatuchal. Because you are fought with Anoshim, with Elokim, then with Malochim, and Anoshim, Vatuchal. Yaakov Avinu's name is now changed to the name Yisrael. What's the significance of this? And the last point that we want to ponder over here is, well, Yoimer, Yaakov now asks the Malach, what is your name? Vayoimer, Gideno Shmecho, please tell me your name, Malach. We're asking names, I could ask you your name. You're asking my name, I'll ask you your name. We'll ask each other our names. Why do you ask my name? And he blesses him over there. Question is, did the Malach answer the question? He asked him, what's his name? Malach answered the question over here, or did he not answer the question? He said, why are you asking my name? Rashi seems to note, Ein lanu shem kavua, we do not have a set name. It changes, our name is our essence. And since our essence is being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, so therefore it changes with each new Shlichus. So says Rashi. But Lamaisa, maybe we'll have another pshat to understand what's going on over here. And furthermore, we see over here there's a very interesting thing that Yaakov is affected, is hurt by the Malach. He hits him b'kaf yerechoy, natika kaf yerech Yaakov be'ef go'imoy. He hits the kaf yerech Yaakov. I believe there's a tremendous significance in this whole Indian why Yaakov Avinu Davka struggles with the Malach. This already the Chofetz Chaim tells us in his famous Yisoy, the Chofetz Chaim of Ochanan quotes him that the reason why the Malach Davka struggles with Yaakov Avinu is Yaakov Avinu represents Torah. And since he represents Torah, so, Be'etem, the Yetzahara, the Malach, who the Mepharshim said, is the Chazal, the Medrash says, this Malach represents the Satan, the Yetzahara. His Ikka Milchama is against Torah. His Ikka battle, his Ikka struggle to stop, is the one who's learning Torah. As we know, the Gemara tells us, that the Yetzirah is misgara, but Talmid Chacham Yoiser. The Talmid Chacham Yoiser says Chazal, and the reason for that is the Chofetz Chaim says the Yetzirah doesn't mind if you fast the whole day, you can dive in the whole day, cross the old ladies across the street a whole day, mamish from back and forth across the street, Sorotskin, crossing old ladies and old men all day long, but as long as he's not learning. So said the Erech Chofetz Chaim. Come and fast in. It's all doesn't mind. Do chesed. Akavaldik. All day chesed. He has a chesed organization. He's doing chesed all day. And chesed shalom we're not making it. It's a kvaldik. It's not do chesed, Rabbi Zay. Chesed shalom we're not making it. Oh, but Zok the Chofetz Chaim. The Yetzirah's Ikka battle is to get you to stop learning. And we'll be mazmer that b'ez Hashem Yisborach. This you saw it about his side. Do you saw it at Zvorim is about his side very deep? And Be'etzem, it goes back all the way to the Chet of Eitz Hadas about his side. What was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas? Parashas Brace is a long time back, but we have to understand very, very carefully what was the chait of the Eitz Hadas. What exactly was Adam Arishon's taiva to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and what death it brought to the world, what he did eat from the Eitz Hadas. The Beis HaLevi in Parashas Brace is Masber, he saw it so unbelievable. And he explains it up here, Gemara and Sukkah, Rabbi Yisai. So, up there, Gemara and Sukkah, Nun Beis, Lasid Lavoi. In the coming of times, maybe HaKadosh Baruch will be Yetzahara. HaKadosh Baruch will be the Yetzahara. The Shoichtoi. He will shech the Yetzahara in front of everybody. And, says Chazal, Letzadikim, everybody's going to start crying over there. There's going to be a lot of bechiyas over there. Chazal dash in the pasuk. Tzaddikim are going to cry and the Rishonim are going to cry. What are the tzaddikim crying? Nidvelem kihar. For the Rishonim, nidvelem kichut ha-sair. The tzaddikim are crying because it appeared as a mountain. The Rishonim are crying because all it was a little hair. It was a hair, that was all it was. What's the marshal over here? What's the Indian? So the Helika Beis HaLevi, Raka Indian, Dinei Kol Chukas V'Chemdas Oilam Hazeh. The whole Chuka and Chemda, the Zion Olam Hazeh, because she is born in Olam Behem, Heimarak, Bechidas Dimyon, Koisev. The whole world, all the Taivis Oilam Hazeh. or all a dimyon kaisev, or all a fake, a fantasy. Darei royim zeh debeisalei b'chush, debekol dama sholim hazeh. Everything in this world, ha'ashtoikis lazeh humerubi yoisev yoisev mesem ha'tainuk. The desire and the cheshek for anything in Olam Hazeh is much, much greater than the actual fulfillment of that desire. U'b'shoah she'choy mila adovah, at that moment, when the Yetzirah grasps him and presents that Yetzirah with such thirst, such a geschmack. So the Beis Halevi, nidmel ha'odom ki hudova toy v'tayne god oil. It looks to the person that the most fascinating, most exciting, most enticing thing there is in the world. In truth, there's nothing to it really. The guy who's mamish, he's alcoholic. He runs after that thirst, that drinks, whatever he's running afterwards. But that's not only in his mind. It's delicious and tasty. But at the end of the day, how much of hanor does he have from it? How big is the mock of hanor, Rabbi Yisrael? Very, very, very little. The hanor beishal amaycho amachu mu'uta mamish energesh is klal. The whole, to how much time does it take to go down where you have the etzem hanor on the back of the throat? By the palate over there where you taste it. How much time? How many seconds of anor is it, Rabbi Yisrael? A quarter of a second of anor. And it's always building in his mind, what anor is he going to have over here? Oh, he's very, very, very mere. Oh, wow, is he going to have a good time with that steak and that bourbon? And how many seconds of anor is it? The base of Lady Mamish, not nothing. The Chayrutif is Hamamoin. To running after money, to make money, and to be wealthy and wise, is in his mind, he seems to be the millionaire, the billionaire, the trillionaire. He's running, he's jumping to have that home, to have that car. Ah, in his mind, he sees the picture of his new car. Unbelievable. In his mind, the picture is so great. And when he has it already, he's looking ready for his next car. Today they have leasing in America. Just every month he gets a new car that comes out. What happened? You were so piped up. You spent 72 hours, I don't want to say where, reading the car magazine. Mamish, when it came out, it looked like, you know, Lahavdil, a good Gemara that was learned the whole Zman. It was so worn out, the pages of the car magazine. Mamish, every single page was worn out. Mamish, he finally got out of there. And there he is. He's chosen his car. He can't wait to have it. I'm leasing this new Infiniti two-seater. He's already has his mind driving down the highway and pressing that button. And there comes down the, what's it called? The white convertible. There it is. Mamish, he's put down the button. And the convertible comes down. And he's all excited about it. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, he's back in the same Markoim, Rabbi Yisai. Sitting down for his 24 hour looking for the next car he wants to have. What happened, George? Aren't you happy with your car? I'm so happy. But you saw the new car that came out. The guy told me now in America, as we were driving in his Lexus, so he had his navigation system. Press a button, tells you where to go, no problem. He said, but Rebbe, that's nothing. There's a new car out. It's a car, and I think my father wants to get it already. Oh, but he just got this car with the new navigation. Yeah, but it's nothing. This car parks for you. You line it up, and you go snoring. A few minutes later, your mama's in the Markoim where you're supposed to be. So I said to him, wait, maybe you should wait out. There's going to be a car soon. They just press a button, take me to this destination. You get it, you just press a button and you lay back, and in 24 minutes you're there, an exact time, and it wakes you up with an alarm also. Get up, we have reached our destination. He said, don't laugh, they're working on such a car. there's never end to the taiva. It never ends. And a dimyoin gets hard, thirsty and thirsty and thirsty, that dimyoin, the fantasy. But he's never satisfied. And he's never he's never fully happy with himself. Because there's always more. The taiva never subsides and never fulfilled. Because it's all fantasy. The taiva is so great, like the Beis HaLevi. But I know that he gets it so little. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat in the Gemara, such a beautiful pshat. Tzadikim nidmam kihar. It's a har, it's a mountain. Why is it a mountain? Because what do they have? They never gave into the time. They controlled themselves. But the fantasy was there. Fakir, by the tzadikim, it's even greater. The fantasy and the dimyon, it's her, works even harder to make it even more enticing. So he's left with that har. So he's boicha. He was boicha on the tzadik to go through because it was taka the fantasy. But the rasha, why is he crying? Because in the learn, lasid lavoi, what did I have at the end? The hanah was just a chut hasayro. The taiva to go places, to do things. It was exciting, enticing, gavaldik, big rush. Soivishal dava, what did you have? What did you end up with? What did you come back with? What do you have from the whole ganzazach? A little hair. So to Beis HaLevi, when did that change? Before eating from the Eitz HaDaas, everything was equal. The taiva, the hanor was equal to the taiva. The exact same hanor you're going to have, that's how much the taiva was. The taiva was very, very little. And therefore was much more controlling. And Arishon brought into him, the taiva into him, to make it that the excitement and the going after the pleasure, that was so much greater. And that's what came with the eating from the Eitz HaDaas. That now the fantasy's inside of us. And the HR works every day to build it up. What a geshmak of sleep you're going to have now. Just sleep now for 12 hours straight. What a fantasy. At the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, he wakes up and what did he have? Okay, the first 10 minutes was good. What a waste of life, depression. Isaac the Beis HaLevi. Vishoim nidlam kisutechot asayro. The boicha! But not only that, that's the Beis HaLevi. What was the soy, the boicha of Eitz HaDaas? Eitz HaDaas was nisa to the world, explains the Beis HaLevi so eloquently. That the fetus, your soy, we can understand. I'll be svara. What happened? Why did it bring nisa? Not just because of the Aveir Shaboy. Explains the Beis HaLevi beautifully. Because the taiva became so great. So the energy that's aroused by a taiva today, there's so much energy put in. But lemaisa, the input of energy is so great, or the output. But what comes back? The little ano. The fuel for vita is much is so little. So it means he's extending himself so greatly for the taiva. But what's coming back? What at the end does he have? He doesn't have too much to say for it. But maybe a very little fuel is added back into his body. And slowly that causes death. That's the cause of the death. The excitement and all the energy and all the fuel that's extended and used out for the taiva, because the taiva seems so pleasurable. But what comes in return? Very, very little. But Soivishol Dova, from that brings death. He uses out the energy of the body to bring death. In America, there seems to be a very, very big taiva. In my time, there was other things. There was a thing called Powerball. Know so much about it. But Lamaiso, one summer, the lead news stories had, there was a lottery of Powerball, the payoff was $195 million. $195 million of Boise was the payoff at a Powerball contest. I had you bet on Powerball games. $195 million of Boise. Lemaisa, it was a big taiva and it caught people's imaginations. People, they stood in lines for hours waiting to get those tickets to purchase that lottery for Powerball. The newspapers reported that somewhere in the Midwest, a guy started getting chest pains after standing online, boiling heat for 3 hours. He was standing online waiting to get his tickets to purchase that Powerball ticket. For 3 hours, he started getting chest pains. So they called 911. The paramedics came, but the man refused to leave the ticket line. The man's having a heart attack! But Lemaisa, he's thinking he must get his Powerball ticket. In his mind, what a type of life he's going to have. We hope he makes it. What a life he'll have! 195 million! The imagination is great! But he's dying of a heart attack! They couldn't get budge him from the line, Rabbi Isai. Taking, you can imagine the scene, the guy's on the paramedics, and he's fighting with using his last ounce of his heart for that tiger, Rabbi Isai. Basoiva shel dovar, it brings death to Rabbi Isai. Das is the Mitzias, Dr. Helika, Beis Halevi. What are you pointing your soul to know? And I believe this is what's going on here, Rabbi Isai. In the story with Yaakov Avinu. As Yaakov Avinu goes over at the middle of the night. And Yaakov Avinu is going back for the Pachim Tanim. What does that represent? Or the Helika Yaakov Avinu is the Midas or Emes. Shetitein Emes li Yaakov. He's the truth. And nothing but the truth. Why is he going back for Pachim Tanim? Do you say that the worm is? Does Yaakov Avinu understand that everything in the Bria has a tachlis? Every single keli, every single flower, every single blade of grass has a tafkid to serve Hashem. Bal tashchis, waste. Doesn't stand anti-Tahira. Not because Stam it's waste. Oh, but the mice, everything has a tafkid. Esav. Malach. Esav. When the Malach from Esav, Esav is Ushekes, Ushav says Chazal, Sheborov Oilom. The Midas has Sheker. It's false. It's the facade of Olam Hazeh. Esav now comes to stop Yaakov Avinu from pursuing this Midas HaEmes. That's why he struggles with Yaakov Avinu Dafka. And this is his struggle. Lomo Zeh Tisha Lishmi. Zoktim HaForoshim of Leib Chasman says Pshat. It's not the pshat that he doesn't give his name. That is the essence of the Yetzer Hara. Lo mozeh tishal lishmi. Don't ask questions. Follow the line. Go after whatever the dimyon tells you. Kill yourself for that taiva. Why? Because the billboard looked like he was hellishly. He looked happy. Smoking that cigarette. Look what's around him. Some beautiful creatures are all around him on the sign. It must be special to smoke that cigarette. What a picture the world paints for us. In Tiferes Olam Hazeh. Does the Zu Sheker Shebora Boilam. Does the Yetzer Hara, who's making that fantasy all his life, fantasizing that this will be his success. If he smokes Marlboro Lights, he'll be successful in life. with his cowboy hat, Stetson. With this guy drinking the Budweiser. This guy drinking the Budweiser beer. That's going to make him to be a chosh of a Paris in the world. If he can drink a Budweiser. Oh, it tastes like who knows what. But I'm cool. I want to ask the Bacher, you enjoy beer? you'll enjoy it. I said, I tasted it once. It doesn't have no... But you can develop. At least it'll bring hairs on your chest. It's not anything. But you develop it. It takes about 17 years and then you develop it. It's bitter. You develop it. So why do you drink it now? It's cool to drink beer. Why is it cool? Well, last week I was walking out of Beis Medrash. I saw a guy in the street. He was drinking a beer and had a cigarette in his hand. He just looked so cool. So I'll be cool. Let's be cool together and have a cool beer. That's what his mind and heart paints the picture. And what does he have at the end? Nothing. Indigestion. The picture is painted so great of the taiva. How in America they paint that picture and all over the world. Food. Glorious food. The picture of how those donuts that are painted with the chocolate on top and the vanilla and the custard. Get your custard donut for Hanukkah. You must have it. With the not just the gel. We're not talking about the jelly donut. That's old. That's not as good tasting as the caramel donut. For the Halak of Hanukkah, it's Nishkin Hanukkah without it. That a Moed Sur. In the Remez, the gematria Moed Sur is a jelly donut. The gematria. And he's ligging in Oilam Hazeh. He comes out in the world, he sees that piece of food, and that's it. His taiva has hopped him, and he won't rest till he has that jelly donut. He won't rest till he has that steak, those lamb chops. And he doesn't realize it's a big fake. How much hanoi going to have at the end? How much? We're not saying a person has to get to Madrega of Precious, or for that be Meshabit to his taiva. Not to give in to the fantasy of Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Sai. And when it's going to all go up in smoke one day, we call the Oretz, we call, could we say in Ishmona Esrei, in the Halak Yom Noron, we call the Ka'osh and Tichle, they go up in smoke. All the fake and the facades, and they go up in smoke, the Yitzhar's Mishachdin, we're going to look and say, what a fool, Rachman al-Hitzlah, I'm talking to myself. Lama Zeh Tisha Lishmi! Don't ask any questions! Follow the line! Everybody's doing it, Rebbe! But Lama Zeh Tisha, don't ask any questions. Live in that fantasy. Live without the truth. Of a Yankov, Avino means MS. Yaakov was also seeking MS. He'll never fall. He'll never fall into that Yetzara. He strolls with the Malach of Vatuchal. Vatuchal. Yaakov is Vatuchal because he's MS. And he's looking the MS. And he's seeking the true happiness in Olam Hazeh. You go around, that's the writing of this first shtickle. Let's go looking for who has the true happiness in life. Is it found in Hollywood? I once saw an article many years ago in Hollywood. They had an article from a guy of how many people are going to psychologists over there. Rabbi said the homes, you won't believe how big the homes are. And they have everything in Olam Hazeh. Why are they at the psychologist for? Psychiatrist, whatever it is, what are they doing there? What's going on? The Teretz is. Because they're never fulfilled with their taiva. They're never satisfied with that taiva because the taiva is so much greater. And they never feel fulfilled. Either running and jumping and bobbing and sledding and doing every taiva in the world. But the Maisa Soiva Sholdova, there is no fulfillment. And because there's no fulfillment, they're worried and doyeg and ulcers and this and that because there's no fulfillment. And even more, they're killing themselves. With all the tithes on the mazeh, the person has high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, sugar problems, this, that, and he's still eating that strawberry shortcake with his diet coke because he's on a diet. Strawberry shortcake, if he would get diet strawberry shortcake, he would eat that also. But he has to have a strawberry shortcake. Oh, but this fella, you're so heavy. You're going to die of obesity. What could I do? One more piece of chocolate mouse. One more piece of the chocolate mousse, just a small little piece. It's so enticing. But he can't control. There's no control. That I believe is the Amkes HaGemara in Kedushin Rabbeisai. Barosi Yetzahara, Barosi Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the thing that makes us see the MS. On Torah, a person would be schlepped after the Dimyo in Ha'olam Hazeh. Over the person will give us the Torah. And we learn Torah. We miscarve Elo MS. And we have the ability. And we have the Koyach, the channel of how a person has to eat. And he has to have all these six things he has to do. But he has to know how to not to fall prey to the dimyon shaboy, to the fantasy, to make that the real life, that he should live for one purpose. He should live to bow. As he once said over, there was a cemetery somewhere. Somebody once came in a Jewish cemetery. And on every year's Matseva, Rahmanul Islam, but there it was. Bowling balls. His was green and yellow bowling ball. And the last tavor to the children was, we live to bowl. Or we bowl to live. That was their life. How could a person get so obsessed with bowling? So obsessed with golf and tennis. We're not saying a person doesn't need to do these things to let out steam, to an outlet. But is that what you're living for? To find the next good golf course somewhere in Tampa Bay where you can shoot out some shots, or to spend hours and hours at the bowling alley? Or he's living. What's his life made up of? 17 hours at the soapbox. At the TV, they call it. The television. 17 hours a day. Behas mother. He spends on the television set. He has the listings every morning. 9 a.m. Felix the cat. He starts with the cartoons and he lends it with the late show at 3 in the morning. As he dozes off, the Hasmadi finally falls asleep. And it's a successful day, Rabbi Sai. He's seen everything. He's seen everything, from the cat to the mouse. I could brag. I was home on a Sunday morning, Bein Hazmanim. I saw four games at once. Not just one game, four games at once. I have the new remote controls. If there's mamish 3 seconds difference, I press it to the next station and I get the new game and this game and that game and four games at once. Rebbe, you don't understand what it does for my brain. I'm getting new koichas in my brain to be able to handle four different games. Beholding, I can handle four games at once. His television is what he makes a big deal about. His food, they talk about food. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Isai, how people could discuss and make it a major point of their life. What food? The whole sort of food, Rabbi Isai, is just a sustenance to live off. And guys can go, well, this restaurant is better, and that restaurant. Have you been to this restaurant? No, I haven't. Let's go out tomorrow night to this restaurant, and to that restaurant, this restaurant. I haven't been there yet. It's out there, and who knows where. And Abu Ghosh. A new restaurant, a dairy restaurant. They sell chicory pizza there. You never tested chicory pizza? It's mamish unbelievable. And the bachelor out there, mamish, running for it. What's so special about it? I don't even know what it is. But my friend tells me there's something special about it. It all boils in hot. That chicory pizza. If you eat it, you manage, they have to call the fire department to put you out. But it's exciting, Rabbi. It's exciting. The Dibyoinos at the Yetzirah will paint. We'll make picture. This is going to be Gavaldic. This will be Gavaldic. And that will be Gavaldic. And Basovishal Dovar, his whole aim and goal is to leave you unfulfilled. To leave you with a question, Lama Zet Tishal, don't ask any questions. To leave you in the dark! We're missing the light! Does Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu realizes, and this is his battle, and it could be Rabbi Yisrael, Vatiga B'Kaf Yerach Yankiv. So Chazal, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is the Tamcha D'Oraisa, those who support the support of Torah. Over there, the Yad Yetzahor of Dimyon Taka, it could be the Fidus Vort, there he has Shlita L'Doirois. Those who support Torah and not only the ones who are learning Torah b'emes, that's Tidin Emes, the young of them being Machas Mohemes, they eventually Batuchal. But the Tamchin Doraisa, those supporting of Torah who are out there in the world and not have the ability to learn Torah b'emes as much, they have that Dimyon around, surrounded by that Dimyon. Well, could they give that money for more Torah, to spread more Torah? Or they're going to buy concert tickets and have to be in the front row by the concert tickets. We're not saying Chas v'Shalom, it's a Gavala Gazach that people support. But in the Tamcha D'Oraisa, those who are not mamish living in the learning all the day, halavai, there are those who also. There could be with the Koyach of Esav, that the Koyach Adimin will have Shlita and present that it could be that this will be better by another home, a second home, and a third home, a fourth home, a winter home, a summer home, a fall home, a spring home. Where, at the other hand, it could be supporting more Torah. This is the struggle of Oisai, of the Doirois. And how many of us will pray? How many times is there so many people out there who are living ba'olam ha-shal-shal-shal-yetzaharos, convincing them day in, day out, to run after this taiva and that taiva. Mamish, b'shleimers, and believe, Baruch Hashem, they're from Yidin. And they daven three times a day, and you have a seder to learn. But what's going on about them? What's leaking inside of them? How to make more money? And how to have more possessions? And that's the end in itself. It's not a means to something else. That it means for Torah, for Yiddishkeit, and it ain't a choice. But the ganze bria is not for Torah. The ganze bria is not for Yisrael, Reishis, Boel, the Kimmes, the Shemayim, Yisraelets. The ganze bria is for that tafkid. The Gemara is not going to have any Zorah. Lost in love, I bath phase, when Masa'ilam are going to come, and then a Taina. We built bridges. We made shvokim. We made roads. And we did it for Torah. We did it all for Torah. So tired of the Ramoim. And the version is going to tie it to you, them shoitim sheba oilam, you fools. You fools, you didn't do it for Torah. You did it for yourselves. To make money and prestige and honor. In fact, the Priskarov and his famous shtick on the beginning of Pasha's praises, I don't understand. We're talking about the world of MS. The Oilam Dikshoit. La'asid Lavoi, when everything is going to be revealed, it's the true MS. The Goyman have the audacity to tie it before the Yibayi Shalom. We built bridges. We built roads. We built stores and everything. For Torah. For Yisrael. She's asking for Torah. Come on, George. Come on. Ivan. You're Shakran Gadol. What do you mean you built those bridges for Torah? We know why you built those bridges. You want to get to Manhattan easily. See those shows. You built it for Torah. They're going to have the audacity to time it. But the Priskaros would die even starker. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer them? He doesn't call them Shakranim. He doesn't say you liars, the filthy liars. Hashem says to them,
Shoitin, fools. So the Biskarov Pshat is that every Bracious Barley Kimas Shamayim Vesorets. Basoy Veshel Dovor, everything in the world was created for Toiro. It's 100% true. Everything was created for Toiro. Everything. Zok the Rambam in Akdoma to Shmone Prokim. Zok the Rambam was Akdoma to say this rhyme. That if there's a big castle somewhere in the forest somewhere, and one time a tzaddik's going to walk by and use that castle was built for that tzaddik walking by one time to use the shade of that castle. Thought the whole world in its entirety, from beginning to end, was all created for the purpose of Torah. Just we don't see it, how each thing is created for Torah, but eventually the Almazik Shoy will see it. They say in the time of the Second World War, there was Trans-Siberia railroad tracks built across the face of Siberia, of Russia, and no one understood what it was built for until the escape of the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. The Mir Yeshiva escaped to Shanghai, Terech, those tracks, and it made no sense why they were building it. It was the sky later on for the sake of Torah. Everything in the Bria is for the sake of Torah. Just as the sky later on, Zok the Brisker of that, the Taina of the Goyim, they're going to be revealed! Lots in lava and see everything that they built was taka for Torah, but you're not going to get any schar because you didn't have any kavana for that. Hashem knew that that was what was going to be used for, but your kavana was for your own personal benefit. Therefore, no schar. Oh, but that's the MS. Everything is for Torah. So if a person chas v'shalom gets caught up in this world, and his machshava is that he's going to use and go make money. And go build homes, and go build and buy and have cars, and have food and everything for what? For the purpose of that itself. That's a sheker. Dr. Viskarov, that is a sheker. Nisht MS. MS is aus is for Torah. When you eat so you're going to be mitzchazik for Torah. When you sleep, you're sleeping that you can be mitzchazik for Torah for mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs. If you have a car, what's the car's purpose? You're able to drive for Torah. Not that everybody, when you're riding down the street, oh, they're all looking at his new Lexus. That's not the tachos of the Lexus. If you have it, what's it for? For Torah. In MS. But if your kavana and your rotzen is only for that type itself, for that rotzen that everybody should look at him, that his next door neighbor should look and blink twice. After he brought his Mercedes, he comes back with his other car, comes home from the shop, and that's his kavana. I'm going to outdo my neighbor. And once when I was a little kid, this little comic, there were two neighbors, went next to each other. All of a sudden, one of the neighbors was bringing all these construction workers, were coming to his backyard, they were building there. So the neighbor, who's jealous of him, comes over to him and says, what's going on, Bill? Well, we happen to be building an outdoor swimming pool. As he says, Begaiva, to out to his friend. Oh, that's very nice, Bill. We got an indoor swimming pool, though. Well, you have an indoor swimming pool? That's very nice. So the kid who's sitting next to him, his son, said, the one who said he has an indoor swimming pool, Dad, is off. You mean our flooded basement is considered an indoor swimming pool? He says, shut up, kid. Everybody has to outdo the next. That's what we're living for. He has two cars, I'll get three cars. And one after the next, we're living in that world. What are we, have we lost our marbles? What is the tachas of the Bria? Gracious, Bong, Elikin, this is Shabbai for Torah. A person can have the chasim, but what's he doing with it? Is he living and living in that world? You go to places, Rahman al-Islam, what's the talk? What's the talk? What type of car I'm going to have? What type of home I'm going to have? How many chandeliers are going to be hanging in the living room? I want 7 different styles of chandeliers. What type of bathrooms are we going to have? I'm going, excuse me, Shmuley. Oh, Shirley, where are you going today? I'm going bathroom shopping. The thing you're buying the toilet paper on, I'm picking out one turnstile over the toilet paper today. Should be gold or silver. Well, we don't really see it because the toilet paper thing's hanging over it.
Yeah, but three times as much when we change it, we can see if it's gold or silver. 14 carat engraved on the toilet paper turner. That's what he's living for. Chandeliers in the bathroom. You have to read the car magazine with a good light. How we will have forgot ourselves. How we lost it. And we say, where are your good yeshiva boys, Rabbi? Why are you telling me this? Rabbi, we're in yeshiva now. And who knows where our minds are being, but one day we'll be out there in the world. And one Rosh Hashiva is going to come to your door and knock on your door. Is anybody home? Yes, Mr. Yes. This is a successful businessman. He once learned in Torah Or. Can I see him? Yeah, you can have about 30 seconds with him. He's busy in his business meeting. But he'll give you 30 seconds. Well, I have a yeshiva that I help out Bochum to learn Torah. Can you help us? Yeah, I remember one day I learned. My name is Dan. No, it's a different story. I remember learning Torah in Torah Or one day. Can you spare us a few thousand dollars for the Halakha Torah? Well, it's a little difficult these days. Times are tight. It's a little bit tight. Just one second, I have a call on the other line. The African cruise, yeah, just, I want to go also to the Bermuda Triangle also. Make sure the yacht is able to take us there. That's okay. A few thousand here and there, not such a problem. What were you saying again? You need for what? What was the cause you need for? You need to the betterment of why? What is that again? Torah? Yes, Torah. Well, I could spare you a check. $18. Chai! Chai! Chai dollar! Have a check for Chai dollar. With a drink for my... I have a nice tree. Chaim. With the Chai dollars. Chaim, we'll have a drink, a schnapps drink. Has he lost himself? What was the world created for? The trip on the yacht? That's what it was created for. Well, for Torah. So we're spending more Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. If you would realize it, Rabbi Yisrael, how many Bachim today we could save. We could understand if they give up just on one little extra trip. You know, one extra day. He's already spending 6 weeks in Mexico City. Spend 5 weeks and 4 days. Give a couple of thousand to help Torah. But he can't. He has to get his sobrana. I eat a tequila on the banks of the Mexican River. I don't think there is a Mexican River, but he's heard about that Mexican River. A few extra days. Rebbe, you don't understand what it does to me, those few extra days on that Mexican River with the tequila and the sobrana. But what do you have? You forgot yourself. This is Esau. This is the Satan. The smoke screen. It all looks good. This is Hollywood. There he is. He's dying. We see the movies. We're all excited. Sure, he's dead. Put the ketchup on him. Get some more ketchup there. He gets up and he goes home, the actor, to his wife and kids. And he's sitting there all excited about the killing that happened. It's all a fake. Oh, fake, fake, fake. And we're living in the world of fake. We've caught up with it. People are discussing movies. They're linking. Did you see that scene and that scene? What is it? It's real life. Bishleima, a sporting event, which is also fake. But okay, it happened in real life. Did you see that movie? Did you see it? Did you see that scene? What was it already? It's a fake. It's made up. It's not true. There's someone behind the thing. The Wizard of Oz, Rabbi Yisai. It's a fake. There's no one there, really. And he's ligging in it. Mamish, he knows every line about Pear of the movie. Mamish, every line. I once heard two bottles, so I couldn't believe it. One bottle says to it, this is the line, you know, that line from the movie. And he says, this and this and this. And the other brother said, no, that's not chat. It was like this and this and this and this. And the third brother says, no, it was this. And we're going at it back and forth. But what does the Rashba say? Who? What was the Gemara you learned yesterday? What? I learned that Gemara. But the line he's memorizing. He has it. And when he comes to the world of the Kshayt, for the Bechina, here's the Bechina, the Bezin sitting there. Tell over some Torah that you learned. Well, say over something that you said. Well, I know a line from George Crawford in the movie My Fair Lady. In the Almanac showing, that's what's going to be in his mind. That's all he remembered. The line from My Fair Lady. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, have we lost our marbles? He's singing songs. He's rocking back and forth down the street. Songs from who? This guy's a meshuggah in the office. That he doesn't know if he's a man or a lady, this man. I don't know what you want to call it. And he's singing songs from this guy. Or he or she, I don't know if it's called Isha or called Mish. I don't know who he is. And he's singing his songs. I know it's Dan Baal Peh also. Avada. You got to be up with the latest song. You got to know all the latest songs Baal Peh. Backwards and forwards. You know, they say the going. Acham Be'Besoif HaShotov. He knew Ashrei Be'Besoif. He knew Kol Terkua. Like we know Ashrei. And they say for Ked, he knew it better. We can, he knew it better. Kilo backwards. You can say Ashrei backwards. He knows the song backwards also. He can play it backwards and forwards. He knows it so well. He's listened to the song 4,626 times. His favorite song. My favorite song from Pepper and Schmepper. My favorite song. Rachmanazan, that's on his head and he knows about Peh. Have we lost ourselves? In the world, of it's all fake. It's not real. The world's for one thing, for Torah. And that's why. Says Victor Miller, the Yidden especially are called Boya. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, Mave is one of the Arba Ovis Nezikim. What's Mave? Rav, one of the Rav says it's Odom. It's Odom. Why is he called Mave? He's a Boya. Victor Miller, he's a searcher. A man is always seeking. A man, the human soul who is a seeker. The Yidden are found in the biggest cult in Tibet. They're somewhere in Tibet with the monks and the skunks up there and somewhere else. They're always looking and this and drugs and that. Rahman al-Islam. Why they're seeking? They're seeking for the MS. And they never find it because all is fake. This thing they try, it doesn't end with any fulfillment because it's fake. And that thing, and this thing, it's not the truth. But finally, when they taste the emes of Yiddishkeit, when they taste the ounce of emes of learning, even at Torah, really emes of limud, and it touches that spirit, that turns around that Baal Tshuva, the Western Wall on Friday night, his first time ever there, and he sees a little emes, and his tefillah, Slavari Labari Oilom, he becomes a different person, because he's tasted eternity. He's tasted the essence of MS. He's tasted reality. Yaakov Avinu becomes Yisrael, Yosher Kel. That's his name is changed to Yosher, straight, MS. With the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that's the only true thing that exists in this world. Esav and the Yetzer Hara. Their whole business is to fake us out, Rabbi Yisrael. To mamish, fake us out. To get us enticed. And to live a whole life. That some people on their deathbed, in the last wish, yes, Mr. Feldstein, what should we do for you? You're going to die in the next 10 minutes. Please, call all my family around. I need them. They should carry my bed to the lobby. I want to go out watching the Merv Griffin show. But you're a Jewish man. No. Merv and I go back a long way. Just stick me in front of that set. I'll go out in harmony. And the man lived his life for the Merv Griffin show. And what facade and what taiva are we going to get caught up in? And when the Yetzer Hara is going to be geshechted, and the falsity is going to come out. What kpichi are we going to have, Rahman al-Islam? What do we live our life for? In pursuit of what? Which happiness that never became to happiness? As if that's the rights. The only true happy was the one who learns Torah. The one who's over the mitzvahs. They're looking and they're running for all that taiva. They'll run to town and this and that. But you'll know they'll never find the emes. They'll never find fulfillment. They'll look, they're happy, they're jumping and they're dancing and running. You know the marshal they always say, you take a fish out of water, he's also jumping around. He's flapping around. He looks mamish, he's doing the new rock and roll dig. But he's dying, Rabbi Isai. He's in town. It looks like you're having a good time, but afterwards, what taste do you have at the end? You really feel fulfilled. Come on, tell the MS. And Shlomo Freifeld used to say over, he doesn't like these people saying, Torah is not, you don't have to sell Torah. Torah is MS. People have to sell Torah, this, that. Let them taste it. Tam ur'ugi Torah Hashem. People have to convince. Don't convince. Chas v'shalom, person put himself in his soyan, because it's a big Yetzirah. But if a person's truly amiss with himself, at the end of the day, what was more fulfilling at the end of the day? In the Teretz, because we have an Neshama, the only thing that's truly fulfilling is Ruchni Rabbi Yisai. Let's not forget. Let's not be the Shoytim! That of course both sells the Goyim Shoytim! What'd you do those things for? What'd you have the house for? I did it for Torah. You did it for yourself, to impress your neighbors and your community. Are you doing it for the Yibayin Shal Olam? What's the MS? And the arm of the Tshor will be revealed. Rabbi Yisai. Even the young, the yeshiva boy who's learning the yeshiva. How many times did Yitzhar create the Myonis? Come on, go here, go there, go to this wedding, go to this thing, Simcha. Go there, go here, do this. It's exciting, it's geschmack. Who only wants one thing as we start the shmooze, take him away from learning. And fasting, but I'll get him to stop learning. Because when a person learns, he's living in the world of MS. And there's the Yetzirah's battle. With Torah is the Yetzirah's battle! That's the thing that devours him! Zog the Gemara! In Pogel of Menuvel Zeh! Moshcheu lebeis HaMedrash! Why is it called the Menuvel? Because he wants a Meshaka to you. He wants to falsify the facts. That's why he's manuvel. But what do you do with him? Take him to the Beis HaMedrash. Sit down with a piece of Gemara. In heaven, oh, mispaisates! He'll melt. He'll dissolve. To the koyach of emes haTorah. Titein emes liYankiv. We are the children of Yankiv, Rabbi Yisai. The goyim, they'll remain shoytim, according to the Gemara. But what will we be, Rabbi Yisai? Let's not be the fools. Let's understand the MS, the true MS. Let's understand what we're living for. Ki heim chayayinu. Beautiful chazonis. What did you just say? Ki heim chayayinu baruch yameinu. I always tell the story. A person came to my father. I told my father, you have three sons in learning. We came from a more modern Orthodox background. You have three sons in learning. What's going to be in the future? What will be with them? So my father took out the sitter and says, he says every night, in Ma'ariv, Ki heim chayeinu, Rosh Hashanah night, the chazen, beautiful chazanis. What did he say though? What was he singing? That's what he said. And what are you doing? If you have to make a pronounce, we're not saying. What are you ligging in? Rabbi Yisai. This is the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. Esav lives for Olam Hazeh. He gets caught up in Olam Hazeh. And B'Soifa Shel Dover, Esav remains Molei Charoto. Yishoyim on Molei Charoto. Soifa Shel Yom, they look back on the life they lived. And what is it about? Make a list of what have you accomplished in this life at the age of 70. 7,201 steaks. 2,175 beer, bottles of beer on the wall. 6,000 CDVDs. Just in last year. The list goes on and on. And one blot of burning! He has that blot down. It's down on the list. He learned three davenings a day. But what's on top of the list? Movies, pizza parties, Franks and Jackets, Schmorgs. The bottom of the list, Tefillah, Torah, a few times a week. I go to the rabbis, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shia, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, when I'm not talking with my friend about the stock market. And I don't fall asleep on the rabbi. He's a little boring, you know. He reads from the Code of Jewish Law in the English. What have you accomplished? Then it sets in, Rabbi Sai. We have an entire life ahead of us. Ah, Rabbi Sai. Let's not get caught up in the facade, the fake, the smokescreen of Olam Hazeh. Let's realize the MS always through the Koyach HaTorah. And through that we'll live Be'ez Hashem, a successful life. The nachas to our parents, Be'etem, even if sometimes they don't realize that. And the nachas to Borei Olam, the emes and nachas, as the Torah says, Ashrei Misha Mola B'Toyro, V'noisei Nachas Ruach L'Yotzoi. Who's giving the nachas ruach today to the Be'ez Shnor B'Yisai? Is it the spics on their motorcycles driving down Reed's Lane? Is it the President of the United States, NATO's meeting, a big meeting? Is that giving a Baruch Shem Nachas? Big meeting about the atom bomb and this, that's giving a Baruch Shem Nachas? No, says the Gemara. What's giving a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas? Ashrei Misha Molo B'Toyro, and I say Nachas Ruach L'Yotzoi. Because you're living for what life is meant to live for, Rabbi Sai. We should be Zoicha to realize that. It should be ingrained within us, no matter where we travel, where we go. Never losing sight of the fact that Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim V'Es Haaretz B'Shvil Toiro B'Shvil Yisrael. And B'Ez Hashem Duch that, when it comes the time that Bila Amos HaNetzach, and they'll now Shech the Yetzer Hara, you're right, Tzadikim will be Boichim, but B'Chia Shel Simcha. Ah, we overcame that facade, that fantasy, that fake. We overcame it, and we became Emes B'nei Torah, for Nachas, L'Netach, Mitzochim. Amen.